Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The sermon for today, the 12th Sunday after Trinity, I'm calling, He is the Shiny One. The sermon was by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr. Writing in Jerusalem about 650 years before Christ, the prophet Jeremiah speaks for God about what God is going to do in the future. He says, The days are coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. I will put my law within them, and I will write it upon their hearts. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Several New Testament writers refer to Jeremiah's prophecy when they are explaining what they believe God has done in Jesus. They ask Jews in particular, why do you resist the idea that through Jesus God has acted to change the relationship between himself and his people? A major change in the relationship is exactly what Jeremiah promised in the pages of the Hebrew Bible. St. Paul is playing with Jeremiah's idea in today's epistle, which comes from his second letter to the Corinthians. Part of what he takes from Jeremiah is the picture of where God's new agreement with his people is going to be written down. The old covenant was, as St. Paul says, engraven in stones. He is talking about the tablets Moses carried down Mount Sinai. The new covenant, as Jeremiah says and St. Paul echoes, is written not in stone, but in human hearts. That is quite a vivid image. God's law is written on our heart. It is inside you where it can do some real good. God does not want you to obey him because you are afraid of him. God wants us to obey him because we are grateful to him for what he has done for us in Jesus. The great fear we all have is that if we disobey God, we will go to hell. The truth is, we all disobey God all the time. Jesus died to forgive us for all the ways in which we break his law. That frees us to try to obey out of love and gratitude rather than out of fear of hell. Another contrast St. Paul makes between the old and the new covenant is this. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. What Jesus and St. Paul both teach is that the purpose of the Old Testament law, the Ten Commandments and all the rest of it, was to show us that we cannot keep the law perfectly. The law reveals to us we are sinners. The letter of the law kills us, because it shows us we cannot earn God's favor by anything we can do. That means that if we are going to be right with God, someone or something is going to have to do it for us. That someone is obviously Jesus. Jesus brings us the Spirit that gives life. He led a life of perfect obedience to God's law, and he gave himself as a sacrifice, which forgives the sins of everyone, everywhere, and always. The letter of the law kills by convicting us of sin. The Spirit Jesus gives us restores us to life. The covenant with Moses brought the conviction of sin and condemnation, while the covenant in Jesus brings forgiveness and the promise of everlasting life. It should be obvious that the second covenant is better than the first one. But St. Paul still allows himself some nostalgia about the first covenant. What he likes to think about is how shiny it was. What the Bible means by the word glory is shininess, light. He says that even though what Moses brought down from Mount Sinai was the ministration of death, And even though it was not going to last forever, Moses' face was nonetheless so shiny that the people could not look at him directly. So if even the deathly old covenant made Moses shine, then how much shininess will the new one bring? As St. Paul puts it, if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness succeed in glory. We see the new shininess in today's gospel. Jesus heals a deaf man who also cannot speak properly. He prays and sticks his fingers in the man's ears and applies a judicious amount of ordinary spit. This event shows us that the new relationship to God Jesus brings us is not just theoretical or something that can be discovered only in questions about covenants and where they are written down. The relationship Jesus gives us is also a matter of power and of healing. The prophet Isaiah said that when the Messiah, the Savior of Israel, finally came to earth, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. That is why the people who saw today's miracle could not help telling everyone they knew all about it. And as St. Mark tells us, they were beyond measure astonished, saying, "He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. He is the shiny one." And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as his most justly to all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen.